You heard us talk today on the show about something that's going on in Afghanistan. The government there has decided to put a ban on certain Indian soap operas, and this has caused quite a bit of controversy. Some television stations have said, we're not going to take these soaps off of the television, and the hardline Islamists in the country are arguing that they're un-Islamic and shouldn't be aired. Saad Mohseini is the director of Tolo TV. It was the first privately owned national television station to start broadcasting after the fall of the Taliban. Mohseini was born in Kabul, but he spent much of his childhood in Australia, and that's where we find him now getting some R&R with family there. Saad joins me now on the phone. Saad, thanks very much for taking some time out of your day.
Good morning.
Saad, describe these programs. What is so offensive about them to this group of people?
Well, they're not. I mean, this is, we are talking about Indian television soap operas. They're pretty tame by Western standards. There's no flesh. There's no rude language. But the intrigues of a household, the rivalries between the sisters-in-laws and the mother-in-law and the problems where, within a marriage, very tame stuff. And even though we believe that these programs are not offensive, nonetheless we do censor certain bits of these programs, like for example footage of statues, of Hindu statues. Whenever there is a little bit of flesh, like shoulder or cleavage, that's also pixelated. So, we do care, but these shows are exceptionally popular. I mean, of the television viewing audience, something like 90% of the population tunes into one of the soap operas. So that the popularity must surely be an endorsement of how acceptable these sorts of programs are to most Afghans.
Now, you started Tolo TV in what year?
In 2004.
And when you started airing these particular kinds of soap operas, was there outcry initially?
There's been absolutely no noise, no complaints, no protests, nothing of the sort. And all of a sudden, over the last few weeks, the Ministry of Information and Culture has provoked the mullahs and the ulama council, the Islamic scholars, to make certain statements against these programs and against the television stations that air these programs, in particular us. And it's been a strange period because people have been threatening violence, and unfortunately the president has also backed the Ulema Council, which is very disappointing.
As you mentioned, Hamid Karzai has come out in support of this decision. How does this affect the media landscape in Afghanistan?
Well, I think it's very pessimistic. I mean, media has been one of the few success stories in Afghanistan. I mean, everything else seems to be going wrong. The economy has stalled. The security situation continues to worsen. As far as people and their outlook is concerned, pessimism has crept in. Unemployment is very high, especially amongst the younger Afghans. We have commodity prices going up. People, have basically gone back to eating one or two meals a day rather than three meals a day. There's a sense that, there was a sense of optimism that you probably saw for yourself in 2002 and 2003 is no longer there. And, to deprive the public of probably two or three hours of just fun, of watching a television program, it's probably not just unfair, but it's probably not good politics.
Are you afraid that this ban could portend a larger crackdown? I mean, these laws, this banning legislation that's on the table right now, suggesting that perhaps they would bring back some laws that would outlaw men and women speaking in public and music coming from public places. What's going on?
Well, I think that this is a question you should ask your government, and the Europeans need to ask their governments. The Afghan government is in more need of foreign assistance than 2002. I believe that when they go to Paris in June, they will ask for $40 billion. The Afghan state is more desperate for foreign troops. I know that. That's what they were demanding at Bucharest at the NATO conference. So there is a lot of leverage, and I'm surprised why the internationals are not flexing their muscles. They have allowed for the, for like you said, the re-Talibanization of Afghanistan to happen right under their noses. So if we go back to 2001, the Taliban time, what has been achieved in Afghanistan? Was this the ultimate intention of Washington, of London, of Brussels? And I'm not sure why people are not doing more, because what this exhibit, what this highlights is that we're allowing the radicals within Afghan society, who are not very popular, to dictate the terms once again. And you mentioned those laws, which are being, which have been drafted, and they will be presented to the lower house at some stage for debate. I mean, they're scary. I mean, they will basically, I mean, stop men from growing their hair long. Men will not be allowed to wear bracelets, designer jeans, necklaces, earrings, T-shirts. Shops selling revealing clothing, quote unquote, will be banned.
I mean, this is what we saw under the Taliban.
Well, this is a lot worse, because these people are now in parliament. At least they're a little bit, you know, more eloquent, and they can probably draft their laws a little more professionally.
And they've been legitimized by seemingly democratic elections.
Well, this is the scary thing, was that the international community had the perfect opportunity to disqualify some of these candidates, these unsavory characters who have made the Afghan population suffer for so long. You know, they've been allowed back into the system, and now they're, as parliamentarians, they can, you know, draft these sorts of laws and probably get away with it. As I said, the internationals, in particular in Washington, people seem to be sitting on their hands, not doing much.
So it starts with Indian soap operas, but the issues far transcend that. Hey, Saad, thanks very much. Saad Mohseini is the director of Tolo TV, the first privately owned national TV station to start broadcasting in Afghanistan after the fall of the Taliban. Hey, Saad, thank you again.
Thank you.